I want to welcome everybody who has come today.
Я хочу поблагодарить всех, кто пришел сегодня сюда.
This is a first event for our congregation and for the Russian Jews in San Francisco.
Это первый наш приход в эту синагогу, в этот праздник.
My name is Moshe Levin. I'm the rabbi of Congregation of Amin.
Rabbi name Moshe Levin. И он рабай этой синагоги.
And what I would like to do this afternoon is to give highlights of the Yom Kippur service for everybody to understand.
Я хочу рассказать о этом вечере Йом Кипур для всех присутствующих.
To the Jewish people, for thousands of years, this has been the holiest day of the year.
Для всего еврейского народа это был самый священный день всего года.
What makes it holy is that whatever we are doing, whatever we do in our life, whatever kind of work we do, we all come together on this day.
В этот день мы все собираемся вместе.
What makes it holy also is that it is a day in which we look at our lives and make a commitment to change, to be better.
В этот день мы клянемся быть лучше.
How do you say so short?
I'm circumstanced.
So it's, oh, very good, very good. And the Yom Kippur actually begins in the evening before today, last night.
Yom Kippur начинается обычно днем раньше.
And goes all the way until it becomes dark tonight.
И продолжается до сегодняшнего вечера, пока не стемно не станет.
There are many prayers that we say and many things that we do in this entire day.
Мы в этот день говорим несколько молитв.
But I would like us to do just the most important parts when we are together.
Я хочу помолиться за всех.
I also want to say how privileged and honored I feel and my entire congregation to be conducting this service for you.
Я хочу вас поблагодарить за приход. Я очень тронут, что вы пришли в этот священный день в нашу синагогу.
I say that because 90 years ago, 100 years ago, we were the same. Our families came from Russia, from Lithuania, from Latvia, from the Ukraine. We were the same 100 years ago.
100 лет назад мы были здесь, так же, как вы сегодня находитесь здесь. Мы приехали.
But because of the anti-Semitism that had gone on in Russia for so many centuries.
Потому что антисемитизм продолжался в России несколько столетий.
And because of the Soviet Union's desire to get rid of all religion.
Потому что советское правительство старалось истереть все религии.
The Jews who remained in Russia and the Soviet Union were robbed of the opportunity to learn about our culture, our religion, our ceremonies, and our knowledge.
Евреи были лишены изучать историю еврейского народа, ее прошлое и настоящее.
When the Iron Curtain started to have a little hole, and people started to come out in the 1970s,
когда появилась возможность первым иммигрантам уехать,
the most important thing that Russian Jews could do was to find a place to live, to find a job so they could work, to be able to get a car and to send their children to school.
И они первым делом, как всегда, пытались найти жилье, работу и свое место в американском обществе.
But today, thank God, many, many people in the Russian community have a house, have an apartment, they have a car, their children in school, they have nice clothes, they have a television, they have a refrigerator, they have furnished living room, and they even go on vacations.
Сегодня наши евреи, наши иммигранты, приехавшие сюда, имеют почти все. Вы поняли.
But they have forgotten how to be Jews.
Но они забыли, как быть евреями.
Most Jews who came from Russia didn't forget because they didn't learn anything ever.
Но евреи не могли изучать еврейскую религию.
Now is the opportunity to learn. Now is the opportunity to become part of the Jewish people once again.
Сегодня есть возможность опять начать изучать еврейскую религию и традиции еврейского народа.
There are many, many empty seats here. As you can see, many empty seats.
Много пустых мест в этом зале.
It doesn't mean that there are no Russian Jews in San Francisco. That's not the reason.
Это не значит, что нет евреев вокруг Сан-Франциско.
The reason is because as we have become successful in American life, we do not see a place to be Jews. Our children are assimilated. Our children are wanting to have an iPod and an iPad and a cell phone and a computer and be like all the other Americans. But they don't know what it means to be a Jew.
Мы не приучили своих детей быть евреями, прийти сюда и изучать еврейские традиции.
This is our last chance. This is our last chance to hold on to young Jewish people.
Это последний шанс. Я не думаю, что последний, но...
If we don't find a way to make being Jewish important to the next generation, they will be lost.
Мы должны помочь нашим детям изучить еврейскую историю и религию.
You have not come to Israel, where being Jewish is with the air that you breathe and the food that you eat. In Israel, your families that have gone there, your relatives that have gone to live in Ashdod, in Ashkelon, in Holon, in all of the cities in Israel, their children are being brought very Jewish.
В Израиле прибывшие иммигранты, выращенные в еврейской культуре и религии.
But we don't speak Hebrew here.
Мы не говорим на Hebrew.
We don't have rabbis doing every wedding. We don't have rabbis leading funerals. We don't have rabbis teaching children when they go to school.
Мы не имеем здесь похороны с рабами, мы не имеем здесь свадеб с рабами. То есть полностью потеряна религия и традиция.
So if we don't find a way to embrace the children who are being raised in this country and bring them into Judaism, we will lose them.
Нам надо найти пути объединить наших детей и приучить их приходить и изучать
Hebrew. And we cannot expect them to go to the rabbis who have long beards and payas and just want to be orthodox. We cannot expect them to do that. They won't do that.
Наши дети не будут ортодоксами.
Even American Jews don't go there either. Why would Russian children go from nothing all to that?
Даже американские дети не приучены к этому.
So we are here today to show, to start the education of being a Jew, and it starts on Yom Kippur.
Сегодня вы первый раз пришли сюда, чтобы начать изучать религию.
Yom Kippur starts with Kol Nidre. It is a prayer that is sung at night when we first get into the synagogue. I ask everybody to rise, and we will chant that prayer now.
Все встают.
You have a book?
398.
Translator. prayer of Kol Nidre is a prayer that was written at a time that Jews had been forced to leave Spain or convert to Christianity.
Эта молитва была написана, когда евреи много веков назад были изгнаны из Испании.
When life became very hard for the Jews who had become Christians, they went to North Africa, where they were welcomed by the Jewish community that had originally left Spain.
Они их пытались перевести в христианство, и они были relocated to Africa.
They had felt very bad because they had joined another religion to save their lives.
Они должны были перейти в другую религию, чтобы сохранить свою жизнь.
But the Jews in North Africa welcomed them back and said, "You are our brothers and sisters, even though you made promises to another religion."
Но евреи Северной Африки приняли этих иммигрантов, евреев, и приняли и обратили обратно в свою веру.
The same is true of Jews who were raised in the Soviet Union, where the government made people give up their Jewish identity and become Soviet citizens.
То же самое произошло и с нами, когда советские власти пытались нас стать коммунистами.
And so in the name of the Jewish community here in these United States and all the world, I welcome you back with the same words that the Jews from Spain were welcomed back. Venislach l'chol adat b'nai Yisrael v'lager agar b'docham. It is true that mistakes were made, but we ask God to forgive every member of the Jewish people and to welcome also the strangers who they bring with them, for anything that was wrong was done accidentally. Vayomer Adonai, Salachti Kidvarecha. Please sit down. I need my translator again. Yeah. We are now going to begin the Torah scrolls.
Мы начинаем Torah service сейчас.
The Torah scrolls are behind these doors.
Заветная книга здесь за этой ширмой.
We're going to take the Torah scrolls out and walk around the synagogue with them.
Мы возьмем сейчас Тора и пройдем вокруг зала, вокруг всех вас.
And then we're going to bring the Torah to this table and read from it.
Мы поставим Тору на этот стол и будем читать молитву.
The tradition is that people should come up when we read the Torah and say a blessing.
Традиция, чтобы все подошли сюда и читали с нами молитву.
And when they come up, they are called by their Jewish names.
Когда вы подойдете сюда, каждый будет назван еврейским именем.
Many of you have Jewish names.
Многие из вас имеют еврейское имя.
If your name is Simon, that's already a Jewish name, Shimon.
Simon Shimon.
But if your name is Olga,
если ваше имя Ольга,
or your name is Dmitry, or you have another Russian name but no Jewish name, I want to give you a Jewish name today.
Сегодня вы получите второе имя.
So, I'd like to ask for two people to volunteer to open the ark, to open the doors.
Два человека Подойдите сюда, чтобы открыть эти двери.
And we're all going to rise.
Мы все встанем.
And when the doors are open, we take the stroll out. We walk up and down the aisle.
Мы пройдем вдоль этой центральной аллеи.
And the tradition is to reach and touch the Torah scroll, and then to kiss our hands.
Традиция дотронуться до Торы и поцеловаться.
The Torah scroll has been passed down from generation to generation for 2,000 or more years.
Заветы Торы имеют историю больше 2000 лет.
Every generation has cherished and loved the Torah, and that's why we kiss it. Because we love that we are a Jewish people who have these great values.
Каждая generation обожает Тору и передает традиции из поколения в поколение.
Page 534.
Страница 534.
Ein kamocha v'Elohim Adonai v'ein kemasecha malchutecha malchut kol olamim u'memshaltecha mechol dor v'ador Adonai melech Adonai malach Adonai imloch le'olam v'ed Adonai oz le'amo yitein Adonai yivarech et amo v'shalom Avarachamim Heitiv avir tzoncha et zion Tivnech omot Yerushalayim Kivnech omot Yerushalayim Kivnecha levad batachnu Melech Ram v'nisa Adon Olam. Vayhi ben Soharon, Vayomer Moshe, Koma Adonai, Veyachotsu Oyvecha, Veyarutsu Nisanecha, Mipanecha, Ki Mitzion, Teitze Torah, Ki Mitzion, Teitze Torah, Udivar Adonai, Mirushalayim, Baruch Shenatan, Torah, Torah, Baruch Shenatan, Torah, Torah, Le'amo Yisrael, Vitoshato. Michelle, would you carry the telescope?
Это сорок страница. Вы можете прочитать по-английски на нижней странице. Кто может читать по-английски, может петь молитву с нами. 540.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Echad Eloheinu, Gadol Adonainu, Gadol Yitbarach Shemo. Sit down. The Torah reading is on page, Alex. You're getting a lot of exercise today. 678. I would like to call upon my friend Ida Dechaika, who was born in Lithuania, who was forced to learn Russian, who went to Israel and learned Hebrew, and came to the United States, where she has become a great scientist in San Diego, and she is here for Yom Kippur.
Попросим Идочку прийти сюда.
All of that in just one word?
Она научный работник, который живет в Сан-Диего и приехала сюда на Йом Кипур.
She speaks Lithuanian, Russian, English, Hebrew, and probably a few more languages too. And she is going to translate the Torah from the Hebrew into Russian. It's on page 678. And Alex, please tell everybody, I want everybody to feel comfortable to come up for this blessing, especially people who would like to have a Hebrew name.
Rabbi просит вас не стесняться и прийти сюда. Потому что вы сегодня получите еврейское имя, которое вы не имели в Советском Союзе.
In Jewish tradition, we honor older people first. It's not like America, where they honor only young people and make older people feel that they are useless.
Мы придерживаемся традиции первым подойти пожилых людей.
In Judaism, we believe that with age comes wisdom and knowledge and understanding.
Мы признаем, что пожилые люди имеют мудрость и пытаются сохранить наши традиции.
So we want all people who get social security to come up first.
You still young.
I have social security.
Good. But you're not the only one.
Yeah, I know.
No. Okay. If you don't want to admit it, then if you were eligible for an AARP card,
which is at 50 and 50, you can come up to. But if you're already of the age of Social Security, please come up.
I can speak you.
Все, кто имеет social security.
Okay. Everything
what you said. Now, do you have a Hebrew name? No.
I have Russian name.
Okay. So we're going to ask everybody who comes up for their Russian name, and I will try to give them the right Hebrew name for that. And after the holiday, we will write it down for everyone so they will always have it.
Мы сейчас присвоим вам второе имя еврейское, потом после холодей дадим письменное имя.
Okay. So please come everybody around here just like this, all the way around, all the way around. We can even go even some on the other side.
There.
Right around the table. We should just make room for people. Okay. Ida. Oh, you got good. Archie, do it from there. Okay. Then you can take the microphone. I'll tell you the reading. We call people up by the Hebrew name, so I will ask you what your Russian name is, and you tell me, and I will try to give you the Hebrew name.
Вы скажите Рабаю ваше имя на русском языке, и он вам скажет ваше Hebrew имя.
If you were given a name after a grandfather or a grandmother or someone else in the family, tell me that person's name and that will help me.
Скажите имя ваших родственников, это поможет ему дать вам имя.
So Slava is giving me a challenge to also give the meaning of the name. Very good. The name we're going to give you is Shlomo. Shlomo was the name of one of the most famous kings of Israel. He was the son of King David, and he had expanded the kingdom and built the beautiful, magnificent temple for which he was famous. So, Yamol Shlomo. What is your name?
My name is Svetlana.
Svetlana. Well, that's going to be a challenge because
like, you know, everybody, come. Let me listen room for everybody. Come on.
Oh. Hebrew name is what?
Hebrew, I don't have Hebrew name. I have just first name. And I was born in 1940. Sandra.
Sunshine and light.
I have a friend in
Svetlana.
Israel. My father called me Tzveko.
Tzveko? That's not Hebrew. That's like Yiddish. But you have a comment? Oh, exactly. Svetlana means light.
Yes.
And in Hebrew, the name is Ora. Ora. Ora is light in Hebrew. Tamod. Ora la liyana Torah. From now on, Ora.
Okay. I'm Jewish, but I have Spanish.
Elisa. Very easy. Elisa comes from the Hebrew name Elisha. I have a daughter named Elisha. Tamos, Elisha Aliyah Torah. Yes.
Chaya.
Oh, she has the Hebrew name. Chaya means life. Tamos, Chaya Aliyah Torah.
Yosef.
Oh, another Hebrew name. Tamos, Yosef Aliyah Torah. Joseph was the favorite son of the father Yaakov. Anna. Many people have the name Anna. They don't know that the name Anna is actually a Hebrew name. It comes from Chana, which means gracious one. It means fine. It means lovely. Tamod Chana.
I have a Hebrew name
called
Yiddish name, Bela. But I come here on behalf of my two granddaughters. We are grandparents, and we have two granddaughters. One is Hannah. We know that Hannah is a Hebrew name, but we want her to be registered the right way. And the other one, the older one, she's Abigail. And we know that Abigail is a Hebrew name, but she was named by Gersh.
By a judge. Yes.
By Gersh. Gersh was grandfather.
Ah, oh, she was named after Gersh.
After Gersh.
Ah.
It's like Abigail, the G
okay.
is in the middle.
We have to make sure everybody has to come up because all the people behind you don't see what's going on. Everybody should come up. More. Like, we have a lot of room here. Yeah. Slava, help me make sure everybody has a place.
Okay. Who got the name?
I'm sorry, I'm Shlomo. No. You have to stay.
Is Abigail a Hebrew name already, or she needs another name?
Yeah.
And it can be by start.
Yeah. First of all, this is the grandmother and grandfather of Hannah, and Abigail, who is named after Gershon, who is named after a man named Gershon, she takes two names. Abigail Gershona La Torah, and we will give you a certificate for both your grandchildren's names.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
but wait, do you have a Hebrew name?
Yeah, I have a Hebrew name. My name is
what?
My
name is Moshe.
Moshe
is the same name as Moshe. Moshe is the same name as me. Wonderful. Yaakov Moshe La Torah.
My name is Allah.
Allah. What does Allah mean, actually?
Allah is Allah.
Allah is Allah. Allah. I know. But I think it does mean a something that goes up. We would have the name.
This is actually Arabic name, like Allah. It's like God. Allah.
Yeah, I know, but
no,
yeah,
right. My sister is Allah.
The Hebrew would be Aliyah, which means to go up, and it describes the way in which people went up to the land of Israel. When our people came back to Israel, they went up to the land. Have you ever been to Israel?
Yeah.
Up. All right. Tamod Aliyah Aliyah Torah. Very good.
Meir.
Oh, that was my father's name. Yeah.
My father's
name. Meir means the same word as Ora. Light. Meir means the one who makes light.
Yamohot, I hear Rabbi Torah.
Clara.
Your answer is
Clara. Aha, Clara.
I think it's Kaya.
Okay. I'm going to use the sound of the name from Clara. The sound of the K and the Lamed make the name Carmel. It is the mountain in Israel by Haifa, Mount Carmel.
My name is Vera.
Vera means life, yes? So it could be Chaya or.
My name after my aunt, Vera.
Vera.
Yeah.
Vera is the
hope.
Vera, believe. Надежда.
Hope, every tikva.
Did you know your aunt? Did you know she alive? Like when you were growing up, was she alive?
No.
No, she had died before.
Yes.
Did they tell you anything about her, what kind of a person she was? A very good person. I'm going to give you the name Rina. Rina means joy in life. Vina is life, Rina means joy in life. Instead of the V, I'm taking the Resh, the Versa. Tamon, Rina Lali Al Torah.
My name is Jalur, and I gave this name after my mother's sister. She died in Holocaust. And her name, I remember, mom told me, it was Shendo.
Shame.
My paperwork, I changed.
Yeah. Jana would be a hard one because Jana, we don't have in Hebrew, Je, but you were named after someone named Shengel. Shengel, you know what it means?
Yeah.
Beautiful. And in Hebrew, the name is Yafa. Tamon Yafa Lalel Torah.
My name is Sophia.
Sophia. Okay. Now, I have a daughter named Sophia, so I have the right name for you. But it's a hard one to remember. Even my daughter doesn't remember her name all the time. The name is Sephania. Sephania was a great prophet, meaning a writer. He gave beautiful speeches and he wrote songs that were spoken to all of the people. And that is the name you're going to have. Tamod Sephania Yer Torah.
Ladies. I have a
big
name, Larissa.
Larissa. You want the shorter form of it? Yes.
Leah.
Leah was the daughter of the wife of Yaakov. Somebody else came here. Come on, Leah, Leah, Leah.
My name is Edward Edouard, and I was. My mom had a vision. My grandmother passed away when she was very young. And she
when her mother was very young?
When my grandmother.
When your grandmother herself was very young.
Yeah, herself was very young. And she wanted her name, Ida, kind of. It was Ada, Eddie. It was a mess, but here I am, and I don't have Hebrew name, Edward. I'm stuck with Edward. So
I'm going to give you a very special name. That is simple and short. It's made up of three letters, and two of the letters are the same. And it's connected to Edward, but I think, I don't want to say anything about Edward, but it's a very beautiful and very special name. The name is David. David was the second king of the Jewish people and considered the greatest of all of the kings. And we have now the Star of David, from the letters of his name, the two letters of the da, put one on top of the other, becomes my name. So Yamot, David Lavir Torah. All right. Now all of you got Hebrew names.
We do a bracha.
Tzvi is going to chant the Torah. So you have to see it.
Right.
That's correct. The name Raya would be Rachel. Rachel was the most beloved wife of one of the ancestors of the Jewish people, and she was known to be very beautiful. Her husband fell in love with her at first sight.
That was the first chapter.
All right. We say this bracha together, but then here's the problem.
You all have to look into the Torah. You all have to see some of this, because many of you never saw a Torah before. And you have to see how it's written. It's written with a feather pen with ink that is vegetarian on animal skin. And it takes 1 year to write the Torah scroll. 1 whole year. So you get the blessing with your Hebrew names. You have to look in and see it. Don't go away, don't go down before you see it. Just stay with me. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu et Adonai Hamborach.
Baruch Adonai Hamborach Leolam Vaed.
Baruch Adonai Hamborach Leolam Vaed. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar Banu Im Kol Ha'amim V'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Atah Adonai Noten HaTorah.
Amen. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe l'emor. Daber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. V'amarta lehem kidoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Adonai Elohechem. Ishimo v'aviv tirao v'chaptotai tishmoru ani Adonai Elohechem. Al tifnu el ha'alilim v'elohe masecha lo tasu lachem ani Adonai Elohechem. V'kitiz v'chu zevach tusholamim v'adonai v'rizon lachem tizvachu. V'yom zivchachem yachel mimacharat V'anotad yom ha'shlishi v'aish yisarev. V'im yachol yachel v'yom ha'shlishi v'igulu lo yiratzeh. V'yachol v'avono yisak yit kodesh Adonai hi'ilel. V'nichmeta nevesh ahi mi'amecha. V'kul tzirchem ha'kitzirat tzirchem lo tzichaleh. V'atzadcha li'tzor v'leke kitzircha lo tzilakeh. V'charmacha lo t'olel, v'charmacha lo t'lokek, l'aniv l'agir t'azov otam, ani Adonai Eloheichem.
Пойди ко всем израильтянам и скажи израильтянам: вы будете святыми, потому что я, ваш Господь, ваш Бог, я святой. Вы все будете уважать своих родителей, и вы будете соблюдать мои субботы. Я Господь, я ваш Бог. Не обращайтесь в боги, которые сделаны из дерева. Я Господь, я ваш Бог. Когда вы собираете урожай, вы не собираете все. Когда вы собираете, оставляйте что-то со стороны, на стороне. Вы не собираете весь виноград с виноградников. Оставляйте виноград тоже на земле. Для людей, у которых нету, которые не имеют денег, и для людей, которые проходят мимо. Я Господь, я ваш Бог.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet Vechayei Olam Nata Betocheinu Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah.
Amen.
And now as you go back to your seat, the Torah scroll will be open. You have to touch the look inside and touch the Torah scroll as you go back, and you kiss your hand. Touch like this. Show them the place. And look and see, it is like a piece of art that someone took such care to write every single letter. And tell me again, as you go down, your Hebrew names. What is your Hebrew name?
Chana.
Aliyah.
Aliyah.
Chaya.
Not Aliyah.
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 Oh!
And they have mountains?
On the mountains. Oh, good. Aliyah.
Aliyah.
Like yours.
Moshe.
Meir.
No, don't go away. What's your Hebrew name?
Carmel.
Tamora, go.
I forgot.
Vera. Where is Vera? Rina.
Rina.
Yafo.
Yafa.
Zephania.
Yeah. Right.
Leah.
Right.
David
is right. Rachel. Perfect.
Shlomo.
Okay.
Shlomo.
What?
Shlomo.
Oh, Shlomo, that's right.
I'm so ashamed. My name is Esther, and I'm for I don't need it.
That didn't need it. But you're good that you're here.
Yeah.
The next group I'm going to call up are all women who didn't come up already. Just women, not men. So if you did not come up before, even if you have a Hebrew name, come up, join this lady who has a Hebrew name, and we will call out your Hebrew name, and we'll give you a Hebrew name if you don't have it. And you'll get an aliyah to the Torah.
Your
name is what?
Esther.
In Russian also?
Yeah, but in Russian, my parents couldn't give me.
So what do they say?
Asya.
But they also gave you Hebrew name Esther.
Yes.
My mother had the name Esther, and Esther was a queen in Persia. Come on. Haisha Esther
Laliyah. Esther Malka.
Esther Malka. Well, Esther Malka. Malka means
queen.
Queen. Queen Esther.
Ooh.
That's very famous.
Talk to me.
In Russian.
My name is
Shandel,
but my name by my grandma,
Shandel. Shandel. So Shandel, also in Yiddish, Shandel. Hebrew also is Yava, the beautiful one. Kavod Yafa Yashiah. Helen?
Well, in English it's Helen, in Russian Yelena, and I have given her name after my grandma Ahava.
Which is
Ahava?
Ahava.
Ahava.
Ahava. Ahava grandmother, she was named after grandmother. Ahava means love.
Right?
Kavod Ahava Yashiah.
Natasha or Natalia, and I get my name from my great grandfather. His name was Natan.
Oh, so therefore your Hebrew name is Natanya. Natanya, like the city Natanya. It means a gift of God.
And I would like to know the name of my husband Vasily. From Latin, it means king.
Slava over there. Slava. Does Tanya get a Hebrew name yet? Your wife Tanya?
No, she doesn't, but it's not Tanya, it's the same.
Oh, Tatiana, is it Tatiana?
Tatiana, yeah.
Tatiana, huh?
Tatiana, or in Kazakhstan, Tanya. So Natanya.
But we can leave Natanya with Natanya. Natanya, gift of God. Tatiana, Tanya. It's actually the name I want to give you. The name is Tova. Tova means goodness. Like we say, Shem Tov, a good name. Yeletov, a good child. So give the name Tova. It's also the name of my sister-in-law. Irina, everybody calls you Ira. Irina is connected to the name I gave someone else, Irina, which means joy. And that name is sung at the Jewish weddings. Are you married now? Well, then at your wedding, we should have sung Irina. Irina, that's the name. Tavahot, Netanya, Verina, Lalia, Shriyaha, Ida. In Israel, they call you Ida, right? What are we going to do about that? What? Not Hebrew name, no. No. What name? Who else was Ida? Somebody else was Ida, no? No. No. Ida, however, there is a Hebrew name connected to that. Edit. Edit or Edit. It's Edit is actually written with an Aleph. So, if you accept that name, Edit, okay? Alright. Tavod Edit Lalia Shriya.
Mesa.
Mesa means miracle. That's your name. Tavod Mesa Lalia Shriya. We're ready? Just say it with me. Baruch Hu Et Adonai HaMevorach.
Baruch Adonai HaMevorach Le'olam Ba'ed.
Baruch Adonai HaMevorach Le'olam Ba'ed. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bachar Banu im kol ha'amin v'natan lanu et torato baruch ata Adonai noten ha'torah.
Amen. Amen. Lo tignavu, lo tichachashuv, lo tishakru, ishba mito. Lo tishavu, bishmi, lo shaker, bechivalta, shemer olecha, ani Adonai. Lo tashok edreacha, lo tigzav, lo talin, pulat sachir, idchad, boker. Lo tikalel cheresh, vivne ver, lo titain, michshol. Yareta Melohecha Ani Adonai.
Вы не будете воровать, вы не будете обманывать друг друга, вы не будете обещать мое имя,
Я ваш Бог, я Господь. Вы не будете обманывать соседа, и вы не будете воровать. И когда вы будете иметь деньги людей, которым вы платите за работу, вы не будете держать эти деньги дольше, чем до утра в своем кармане. Вы не будете обижать людей, которые не слышат. И вы не поставите кирпич перед людьми, которые не видят. Вы будете уважать Бога. Я Господь.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher natan lanu Torah emet v'chayei olam natah betocheinu Baruch atah Adonai Noten HaTorah. Amen. And so now as you go back, she will show you where your portion was read, and you touch it and kiss it. Yeah, and then, perfect. I want everybody to know what it means to be called to the Torah. When a boy reaches 13 and the girl either 12 or 13, they are called to the Torah and they are called a what? Bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. So if you never had a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah and you are called to the Torah now, this is your bar mitzvah. This is your bar mitzvah. When you were born, it was a tradition in Russia before the Soviets to have new parents come to the Torah and get an aliyah. And they would then give the child the name. That's why we're doing it now. So you are having that ceremony right now. Even though you're not little babies, you're having that ceremony right now. So I wish you mazal tov, congratulations. And now I want to ask all the men who did not come up yet. If you're a man who did not come up, this is your chance. Alex, with your name, it's interesting. Because I want to ask you, is Alexander a Jewish name or a Russian name?
Greek.
Greek.
Or American name?
A Greek name.
A Greek name. Very good. Alexander the Great.
This is Greek.
When Alexander the Great conquered Israel, he came to Jerusalem, he saw the temple, and he said, put my statue inside the temple. Like everywhere I have conquered, my statue goes in the temple. The Jews said to him, no. We do not have statues of people where we worship. We worship God. God has no image, no shape. But we will do something for you that will last longer than any statue. For 1 year, we will name all of our sons Alexander. And then other children will be named after them, and other children and on, and we will keep your name alive more than a statue. And Alexander the Great said, I accept. And that's why Jewish people have the name Alexander. And we don't give a Hebrew name for that. We keep the name Alexander. And so, Yamot Alexander the Torah.
Anatoly.
Anatoly.
You know, Anatoly Sharansky,
Nathan,
when he came to Israel, he took a Hebrew name.
Nathan.
He took a Hebrew name from Anatoly. He took the letters of Anatoly and turned them around, and he made the name Nathan. Somebody out here, okay, she had the name Natanya. My middle name, my first name is Moshe, my middle name is Nathan, like yours. Would you take the name Nathan? It means a gift. Yamod Nathan Aliyah Torah.
Alan.
Alan is not a Russian name. It's not a Yiddish name, but it's certainly not a Hebrew name. But all of the Alans here in this country, they have the name Avraham. It is the name of the first Jew in the world. Avraham. Yamod Avraham Aliyah Torah. Joseph. Very simple. Okay, what does Joseph mean? It means, how do you say this in Russian? Abundance. It means abundance. It means to have more than enough. And it was a name given to Yosef by his mother, who waited a long time till she got pregnant. And when he was pregnant, when she gave birth, she said, Yosef, this is more than I could have wished for. Yamod, Yosef, Bar Yavraha. In Russian, do they also call you, what do they call you in Russian?
Yosef.
Or Oshin. Yosef or Oshin? Or Oshin. 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 Okay. Let's open the Torah scroll. We come close. Four men we could surround it. Take a look at it. Here also, would you come and you hold this over here like this so it doesn't fall? Yeah. Thank you.
Baruchu et Adonai HaMevorach.
Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Leolam Vaed.
Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Leolam Vaed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar Banu Im Kol Ha'amim V'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah.
Amen. Lo tasu avel b'mishpat, lo tisa f'nei dav, lo techtar f'nei gadol, v'tzedek tishpat amitecha. Lo telech rachil b'amecha, lo tamod al dam riecha, ani Adonai. Lo tisna rachicha b'ilvavecha, hocheach tochiach et amitecha, v'lo tisa alav chet. Lo tikom v'lo titor et b'nei amecha v'havta l'reacha kamocha ani Adonai.
As Ida translates into Russian, I want you to hear the last words. Those words which are also here on this ark are considered by the great sage and rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, from 2,000 years ago, as the most important three words in the entire Torah.
Вы будете справедливы, вы не будете предпочитать нищего над богатым, и вы будете справедливы со своим соседом. Я Господь. Вы не будете ненавидеть королей в своем сердце, и вы скажете соседу, когда он себя неправильно ведет, но вы не будете держать вину в своем сердце. А самое главное, муж сейчас сказал, вы будете любить своего соседа, как вы любите себя. Я ваш Господь.
Actually, take the talit you have and touch the place where he's the talit, the corner like this, just like that. And kiss it.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher natan lanu Torah emet V'chayei olam Nata betocheinu Baruch ata Adonai Noten haTorah.
Amen. Alexander, Nathan, Avraham, Yosef, thank you for coming up. Now, we need somebody big and strong. Because we have to lift the Torah scroll to be able to put it back. And we need a woman to roll it close, so maybe your mother can take the baby.
Should be a woman.
How is
she? Should be a woman.
Oh, I think that's good.
Ariel already has a Hebrew name. What?
Ariel.
Ariel, the Lion of God. And we will show you what to do. Everybody, please rise. You've done it before?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Vezot HaTorah Asher Samoshe Nei Bnei Yisrael Al-Pi Adonai Biyad Moshe. Now we take a seat. And your sister's going to roll it. And we can sit down.
That goes in over
while they are winding the Torah close, I want to say that I realize I didn't need a translator. That if I speak slowly, everybody understands. And I thought that would be the case. But I asked Alex to translate for me for two reasons. One reason is, you never know if somebody does not understand. Maybe a very old person came who never learned English. One person, that's enough. Have you been to a place where they have someone doing sign language? On the side, you're standing like this. In case there's one person who is deaf, they want that person to understand. So even for one person, a translator is worth it. There's another reason. The second reason is, I want to make a statement to the community that we want to welcome our Russian-born brothers and sisters back to Judaism. It's a statement we're making. You all understand English. You read English. You speak English. But this way the Russian community knows that we are reaching out. And I hope that in future years, in future months, that the word goes around that there is at least one place, and probably many more, but certainly one place that wants to make Russian Jews comfortable so that they can reclaim, take ownership, get their heritage, their right as Jews. And that's what we are doing here. Once again, we carry the Torah scroll around, and I'm going to ask a very special friend of mine, who comes from the same country that my family came from, and he still lives there, and I would like to ask him
to carry the Torah scroll up and down the ark out as we go back into the ark. Let's rise.
And this hand goes right here. Perfect. Go slowly. Okay.
And the same thing, you could reach out and touch it and kiss it as it comes by. It's a sign of respect.
Et chayim hi lama chazikim ba v'tokhea meyushal.
Open the doors. As they are closing the doors, I want you to notice that all of the Torah scrolls were dressed in white. In white. And we only do this on the high holy days. Only on the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. All the rest of the year, they are colored. But on Yom Kippur, we have white. Because white is a symbol of purity. And we hope on this day, we come out leaving behind any mistakes we made, any tragedies we lived through, any sadness we have. We want to come out pure. But white is also, in Jewish tradition, a symbol of death. Because when we die, we wear a white robe when we are laid into the ground. And that brings us to Yizkor, the memorial prayer. Please stay standing. Page 500. And 71. I will read page 570 first. Eternal God, we have come to sanctify our fleeting lives by linking them with yours, O light of all ages. In your generations, past and present and future, are united in one bond of life. At this sacred hour,
We are aware of those souls through whom we have come to know of your grace and love. All the wisdom, beauty, and affection that have enriched our lives are the garnered fruits of our communion with others. Many of those to whom we owe so much are still alive with us today. And we pray that we may be able to reward their goodness and their devotion to us by acts of love and loyalty. So the first thing that we do is we want to acknowledge, to recognize, to thank the people in our lives who are alive. If you have a mother or a father or a grandmother or a grandfather, older people who are alive and well, in your own heart, tell them that you are glad that they are here with you still, and you hope they will live a long life. But some of us remember parents who took care of us, who watched over us, who guided us, who sacrificed for us. But they are no longer in this world. They have died and they are gone. Some of us will remember a wife who died, or a husband who died. When you were married to them, you were united in love. You shared hopes and dreams, and you went through hard and difficult times, and now you are separated from them. Some of us will remember brothers and sisters who grew up together with you. They shared playing as children with you. They discovered life's adventures with you. And they were bound with you to your family. And unfortunately, too young in years, they also died. Some of you suffer the great pain of losing a child. A child that was given to your care. You had hoped for many, 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 many years, and yet you were witness to their death. They have been taken from you before they reached their years of fulfillment. You gave them much love, but you wanted to give them more love. And yet, they died and are gone. And all of us remember relatives of ours, uncles and aunts, cousins, nieces, nephews, friends we had that we went to school with, that we left back home, or came with us, new friends and old friends. They made our lives better, and some of them are gone too. And yet, we must focus on the time they were here with us, and be grateful for that time, and cherish that time. There is nothing we can do about the fact that they have died, but we can make sure that we will never forget the time they lived, and enhanced our lives, and made our lives richer and better. It is those people that we are remembering today at Yizkor. So in this memorial hour, we recall those members of our families and our friends who have been taken from us much too soon in life. Their memories are now mentioned in this sanctuary, and they will be written on the tablets of our hearts. We pray that the source of all comfort and consolation and healing will be given to those who mourn them, so that their memories will endure and last for countless generations. And together, everybody say, Amen. Page 573. Everyone is going to say it individually and privately. You choose the one for remembering a father, or a mother, or a husband, or on the next page, a wife, a son, a daughter, relatives, friends. And then we will all remember the martyrs who died for our people in the Second World War and before and since. Each person recites one individually. אחינו בני ישראל שמסרו את נפשם על קידוש השם, אלה שנשחטו ונהרגו ונשרפו מחנות ריכוז, מחנות מוות על ידי הנאצים והיוקרנים והלטפים, וכל אלה שעזרו לרצח, על אלה שנהרגו על גאולת ארץ ישראל למדינת ישראל. אנא יישמע בחיינו עד גבורתם ומסירותם, יהיה לנפשותיהם צורות בצורי חיים ותהי מנוחתם כבוד, שבה שמחות בניך נעימות ידינך נצצח, אמן. In the next prayer, if you want to mention the name of the person who you said the memorial prayer for, say it when I look at you. Em alinachamim sholchein b'amromim Avetzei l'kanachon adachat kanfei ashminam Emahalot kudoshim atorim Kezorki amazirim את נשמות
יחיל קודשו.
My father, Yaakov Oryton, and my brother, Boris Oryton.
My husband, Vasily Derevyashkin, Vasily Melach. And your son, actually, is Vasily Melach. Mendel and Ella Deitch, my parents. My mom, Thelma Esther.
My father, Simochka. My mom, Marozochka.
My father, Abraham. And my mother, Olga.
My father, Victoria.
Thank you.
Яков и Роза.
Шита Григорий.
Абрахам и Любовь.
Лия.
Эля.
My parents, Osha and Nina. My father, Leonid.
My grandparents, Anna, Ivan, Narciso, and Mia.
My father, Grigori, and my husband, Pavel.
My mother, Edith. My father, Chaim. And my husband, Grigori. My brother, Nuhim. And brother, Yusuf.
My parents, Malka and Saul.
My mother, Chaya and Yaakov. My father, Yaakov and Paul.
My grandparents, Abraham and Leopold, and my friend Mark.
My mother, Emma, my father, William. My grandmother, Fanny.
My parents, Valeria and Ronya.
My parents, Ilya and Pesa, and my sister, Zesi.
My grandmother, my grandmother. Argentina, my mother, Leida, and my uncle, Michael.
My mother, Raisa, and my father, Rev, and my first wife, Susanna.
My sister, Susie, my dad, my auntie, Greta, my uncle, Leslie, uncle, Paul.
His name is Yosef.
The words that we say are the words of the Kaddish. We have them in Russian as well as in Hebrew and English, but I don't think that you got them, so I'd like to lead you in the Kaddish. It's found on page 578. It's in Hebrew letters on the top, but it's in English letters on the bottom. If that's hard for you, just follow along with me. Yigadal veyit kadash Shemei Rabbah Beoma Divra Hirutei Veyamlech Malchutei Bechayechon Uvyomechon Uvchayei Dechol Beit Yisrael Bagala Uvizman Kariv Vimru Amen Yehei Shemei Rabbah Mvarach Leolam Ulomei Umaya Yitbarach ve'yishtabach ve'yitpo'ar ve'yitromam ve'yitnaseh ve'yithadar ve'yitaleh ve'yitalal shemei v'kudisha brichu le'ela u'le'ela mikol birchata ve'shirata tushbechata ve'nechemata da'amiron bi'oma v'yemru amen Yehei Shalama Rabba Min Shemaya V'chaim Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael V'yemru Amen O Hoseh Shalom B'imromav O Yaseh Shalom Aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'imru imeru. We're going to conclude the service with one more opening of the ark, but this time, not the curtain, just the doors. I'd like to ask for two people, a man and a woman, to please come up and take the honor of opening the doors. The final prayer is also written in Hebrew, but also in English letters. Page 468. 468.
Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol l'adet gedula l'yotzer bereshit shelo asan kibayei ratzot ולא שמנו כמשפחות האדמה שלא שם חלקנו כהם וגול עלינו ככל המונם ואנחנו גורים ומשכבים ומודים לפני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא לתקן עולם ומלכות שדי ונאם והיה אדוני למלך על כל הארץ ביום ההוא, ביום ההוא יהיה אדוני אחד ושמו, ושמו, ושמו אחד. You can be seated. This brings to an end our special service that was held here this year, particularly to embrace the Russian Jewish community in San Francisco. I believe that this will be the first of many, many services we will have that will be designed for Russian people, for Russian Jewish people, people born in the Soviet Union who have come here. I believe that this is very important to you and to the whole Jewish community. I also realize what is very important is the Yitzchak Memorial Service, the prayer that we just recited for people who died. And I'll tell you how I realize how important it is. When I have officiated at a funeral, and I've had that privilege for some of the Russian people in San Francisco who died, and I go to the cemetery, I see the way in which Russian Jewish people honor their dead. I see how they bring magnificent and beautiful flowers. I see how all the friends come. Everyone stops working, no matter what they do. They get in their car and they come to the funeral for somebody that they knew. Americans don't do that. A lot of American Jews don't do that. But Russian Jews do that. And after the funeral, they go back to the house with the family to be with them so they are not alone. And then when the time comes, they put up a stone. And it is more beautiful than the stones that the American Jews put up. They put their heart and soul into that stone. They're careful how it's designed. They don't want it to look like every other one because the person who died was special in my life. And therefore I realize that you have only been able to honor the dead people who died here. But you left other people back in the Soviet Union. You left the graves and the stones of mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and aunts and uncles. And I think you knew that when you left Russia, the chances were that you would not be likely to see that place again. And if so, maybe once in your life, maybe not at all. That is a very hard thing to separate from. It makes me think of what would happen if I could not visit the grave of my father or my mother, or my Zaydi or my Baba. How cut off I would be from them. That's why the people who live here, they came from New York, from Philadelphia, from Minneapolis, from Baltimore. That's why they put up all of those plaques. So we have a place to go, like my father and my mother's name is there. I realize that Russian Jews need a place to cherish the memories of the people they left behind. And this is a way we can do it. If every year when we say Yitzchak Memorial Prayer, you come, and it doesn't have to be even a special service for Russians, to come and to remember those people and to say their names. And when it is the anniversary of their death, the Yahrzeit, how do you say it in Russian? How would you say it? Alex, how would you say it? Your side. The day that the person died.
День смерти.
What?
День смерти.
День смерти. Well, it's that day to come on the Shabbat, before or after, and to join with us, and those people who are saying the Kaddish Shofar, for you to stand up and say it too. You don't have to know what it means. What it means is not important. It was written 2,000 years ago. We don't have to remember what it means. What's important is that you give it meaning. You make that the memorial for you, for the people in your family who died and are no longer alive. And you'll see that American Jews too, even those who don't come to the synagogue often, when it is the, what's that word again?
Din Smirti.
When they have that day, they come. This is the way we honor those who we love and cherish, but who are gone from our midst. However, I hope that you come to the synagogue also in times of joy and celebration. That you come not just for death, but also for what?
Life.
For life. We are a miracle. Do you know any Greeks from Alexander's time? No. You know any Egyptians from Pharaoh's time? No. Babylonians, Persians, they're all gone. The Italians are not Romans, the Romans are gone. All the people that made war against us and conquered us, they're all gone. And we're still here. We're a miracle. And we depend upon each other to keep that miracle alive. So even when it's not the time of death, even when it's not for memorial, but for life, for joy, for celebration, be Jewish. Come to the synagogue, this synagogue or any synagogue. Doesn't matter which one you come to. Go to a synagogue. Be connected to the Jewish people. And I hope that whichever synagogue you go to, you are welcomed and embraced just as much as you are welcomed and embraced in congregation El Tamid. For as long as I am the rabbi of the synagogue, the doors of the synagogue are open wide to each and every one of you. Do not think it's a matter of money, or knowing Hebrew, or paying dues, or that you have to have bar mitzvah. If you want to come in, these doors are open to you. You are our brothers and our sisters. We are mishpacha. I don't have to say that in Russian, right? We are mishpacha. And so, let's stay together. I'm very glad that you came. I wanted to know that Yom Kippur is still going to go on. We're going to break for about 15 minutes, and then at 5 o'clock, we're going to continue the service with the rest of the congregation. Not everybody will be here at 5 o'clock, because while you were here, some people went home to take a nap. Why do they nap? Because they're tired? No. Because they can't do anything else. They can't eat. We're not eating on Yom Kippur. So they took a nap. Some of them are oversleeping. Some of them are getting up very slowly. But little by little, they will all come. And by the time we sound the shofar, which will be before 8 o'clock, about 7:45, when we sound the shofar, everybody will be here. And I hope you will be here too. And that will be the end of Yom Kippur and the start of the new year. Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shana Tova, a good, healthy, and happy year.
Хорошего...
С Новым годом!
С Нового года!
Yes, okay, you've got it. So, make yourself comfortable. We would love for you to stay. There is a place for everybody, a book for everybody. And if you, I see also that there are cards over here, envelopes over here. These are envelopes with cards in them to make a donation to the synagogue. But when you see cards, it means that the people did not come back yet. It has their name on it. So you can do one of two things. You can take out a card and you can pledge a very high amount and someone else will have to pay because their name is on the card. Or you can take the card home. Oh, or you can leave the card here because then they will come back later and they won't have to give as much as you promised for them. And Helen will give you a card, an envelope. Use the envelope for anything you want. Use it for a donation if you want. Use it if you want a question. If you want to ask something of me or something of the secretary. Or if you, anything you want. If you want to know about putting a plaque up. If you want to know about the bar mitzvah. You have the envelope, write a little note, send it in or drop it off, and we will respond to you. Thank you very, very much for coming. And please, when you meet other people who are not here, tell them it was wonderful. Only so that they realize what they missed. Okay. Shana Tova. Alex, thank you very, very much. And I want to thank Ruben and Sri and Michelle for ringing the door and helping me with the service, and Ida for her translation of the Torah. It was wonderful. Shalom.